Last week, the State Department of Transportation said that the price of purchasing 61 miles of CSX tracks near Orlando and relocating a rail yard to Winter Haven had increased by a third. The cost to taxpayers, originally estimated at $491 million 2 years ago, is now supposed to cost $650 million. It's just the latest bit of questionable news for a project that was created in secrecy by then-Governor Jeb Bush back in 2004. The money to pay for it is to come from money previously earmarked for other transportation projects. Mike Fasano is chairman of the Senate Transportation and Economic Development Appropriations Committee in Tallahassee. He says this recent news is the latest in a series of dubious moves.
That's the $64 million question. I'm asking the Department of Transportation the same question. How did a $490 million project all of a sudden become a $650 million project? And waiting for those answers, I will tell you that the concerns I have are numerous. One, the federal government that was supposed to come in with their fair share of the money in the purchasing of CSX has now decided not to participate. And I have concerns that we're going to be putting up money and spending money all for naught. And that's why I'm suggesting that if there are going to be dollars that will be allocated, that they not be spent until we know for sure whether the federal government will be coming in with their fair share. When we did our restoration of the Everglades, the federal government was supposed to come in and partner up with us. We found out later they were not going to do that, and I'm concerned that this is the same thing will happen with the CSX project.
Yeah, I understand that you also want to take a broader review of the impacts this would have to the entire Tampa Bay area region.
I do indeed. This may be a great idea. It may be something that's good for the Orlando area and the surrounding areas. But the concern I have is the impact it's going to have on the Tampa Bay area. That was never looked at because when you're rerouting traffic, not only by rail, but also truck traffic as well, you're going to see, I-4 and 275 with a lot more truck traffic because of what they're doing in the Orlando area. I want to know exactly what impact it's going to affect the Tampa Bay area and what DOT is going to be doing to try to avert those consequences.
House Minority Leader Dan Gelber says that because of the sheer size of the deal, the CSX situation is casting a shadow over everything else that goes on in the Capitol.
What's going on with CX right now is it's getting intertwined in a lot of other issues that are significant. There's an issue about giving immunity to the line. There's an issue about the increase in the price. And there is an issue about using some of the transportation dollars that might be otherwise used in CSX to cover parts of the budget shortfall. So lots of other things are happening right now that are probably legitimately imperiling the CSX deal. I think we're going to have to just see what happens as we go through the next 2 weeks and decide what we are going to fund in the state of Florida.
CSX has said that the company is taking on additional risks by having passengers on a line previously used mostly for freight, and that's why they want financial immunity from any crashes that might take place, even if they involve the deaths of passengers. And 2 weeks ago, the House Infrastructure Committee voted to give the trucking giant exactly that, which troubles Newport Richey State Senator Mike Fasano.
I have great concerns, as does with many of my colleagues, of taking the liability away from CSX and putting it on the backs of the taxpayers. If you look at the bill that's going through the Florida House, it is, I want to be careful in saying this, but I will, it's laughable. It's to a point where CSX is not liable for anything, regardless of what happens. Your fault, their fault, nobody's fault, whatever it may be, CSX is not going to be held liable under this bill. And the last thing I want are the taxpayers having to pick up the costs when CSX is doing something wrong. The Senate bill, in fact, has been withdrawn. I don't believe we're going to be seeing anything happen in the Senate. Of course, nothing, something may happen during a conference or through an amendment that the House may send over to us. But I'm going to keep a watchful eye out for that because I don't want the taxpayers picking up the footing the bill for a private company.
The February 2006 deal lets CSX, which is selling railroad for the commuter service, determine what would be confidential under the state's public records exemption for trade secrets. But last week, an attorney, Mark Walker, sued the state over that confidentiality agreement. GOP State Senator Mike Fasano says that aspect of the deal is absolutely troubling.
They can sign all the confidentiality agreements they want. We have what they call the Sunshine Law here. We also have what we call transparency and open government, and if asked, they must disclose what they know. The concern I have is, though, what do you ask, and if we're asking the right questions. I do know that the new secretary that we have, she is doing an outstanding job in trying to make all the information available to anybody who asks. And when even when we don't ask, she's trying to provide that information. As you know, she came on just about a year or so ago, and she's making it a point and an effort to keep communications open and have transparency on whatever information is available out there.